session number 24833, Reel 1.
Edgington, Reel 1. Can you tell me first of all where you were born?
I was born at Welford and Avon.
Uh-huh. And what did your father do?
He was a signalman on the railway.
Uh-huh. So did you get a house that went with that? Or
No.
Right. And did your mother work?
No.
Uh-huh. And did you have any brothers and sisters?
I had one brother, one sister.
Uh-huh. Where did you come in the family?
I'm the middle one.
Right. Yeah. And where did you go to school?
Firstly at Welford and then at Stratford.
Uh-huh. And did you enjoy school?
No.
Not interested?
No, I enjoyed the sports side of it, and enjoyed the other side of it.
Did you play a lot of sport?
Yes.
Yeah. What in particular?
Oh, football and running.
Right. And so what age did you leave school?
15.
Yeah. And what did you want to do then?
Well, I was apprenticed to a painter and decorator.
Were you? Was that your choice, or did your
parents? Oh, yeah, no, I was either working on the farm or be a on the building, so I decided to be a painter and decorator. And I spent the whole of my life, other than the war years, being a painter and decorator.
Right. Uh-huh. So you got an apprenticeship?
Pardon?
You had an apprenticeship?
Yes, I didn't have time to finish it because I was called up, you see.
Right. So you were called up in June
1940. Yeah.
Yeah. The war hadn't been going on very long then.
No.
What did you feel about joining up?
I didn't know what to expect. I mean, Arthur was a territorial army man, so he knew what to expect. I had no idea.
Right.
But I knew I had to go or go to jail, so I went.
So had you been following the progress of the war?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Because I knew I'd be called up anyway.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And where did you have to report to?
Norton Barracks at Worcestershire and the Worcestershire Regiment first.
Oh, right, Norton Barracks. Do you remember that journey there to Norton Barracks?
I went by train from Millcote Station, where my dad worked, to Worcester, and we met there by transport and taken to the barracks.
Yeah. And were there lots of other young lads?
There was about... I picked up two lads in the Long Marsh and one in Honeybourne.
Uh-huh.
So
they were people you knew?
Yes, I did know them, yes.
Yeah. So you were greeted, I suppose, by the guard, were you, at the barracks?
At the base of the barracks, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then put in the charge of a sergeant or a
corporal? Well, yes, put into a billet and that was it. And
what was the billet like?
I was wondering, it was one of the big long Nissan hut, you know, it was the stove in the middle, it was all right.
Yeah.
But
and so you had a corporal, did you, who showed you the
Yes.
What was he like?
Actually, the instructors there were very good, actually.
Were they?
Nearly all the regular soldiers and some of them been in a long time, you know. They were pretty good, yeah. Treated us as well as you could expect to be treated by the army.
Because you were, you know, I suppose most of you come straight from home, hadn't you?
Oh, yes.
You've got a lot to learn about
everything,
looking
yeah.
after yourself.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did they have problems teaching everyone how to do everything?
Some were problems, but not by and large, everyone sort of got stuck in, and you knew you've got to learn things, and for your own good anyway.
Yeah.
And one of the sergeants said to us, he said, "You can listen or you needn't. I shan't get killed, you might do. But if you do, if you tell you, you might save your life." So
right.
It was as simple as that.
So you did the square bashing, didn't
yes,
you?
Oh, yes, oh yes,
yeah. How did you get on with that?
Oh, pretty good, yeah.
And then you did weapons training?
Yes, weapons training,
what
yeah.
What weapons did you do at Norton?
Bren gun, anti-tank rifle, which was useless. Was disbanded after a time. Rifles, mortars, grenades, all those things, sort of things.
Yeah. How did you get on with your weapons?
Oh, pretty good, actually.
Mm.
I'd never fired a gun before in my life, so it adapted to it pretty well.
Did they do a lot of fitness training?
Oh, yes, a lot of physical training.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Like what?
Oh, PT, route marches, runs. But that didn't bother me because I'd done it at home.
You were one of the fitter ones, weren't you?
Oh, yes, because I used to box as well, so...
Did you?
Play football.
Because some of them must have found it quite hard.
Oh, very difficult, I thought so, yeah.
Mm. Did anyone drop out?
No. Not that I know of, anyway.
Yeah. So how long were you at Norton Barracks?
Well, I was lucky. The lads I got called, they left after about 2 months to go abroad. But I joined the band, because I was a musician as well.
Did you? What did you play?
Cornet.
Uh-huh.
So I went to see the bandmaster, and my uncle said, go and see the bandmaster, you might be able to stay for the duration of the war. And I had an audition, and he accepted me. He said, I can't keep you here for the duration of the war, if that's what you think. But I just stay there for till November 1941.
Till 41?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So what duties did the band have in those days?
Oh, they were stretcher bearers. I had to do my military training, you see. I couldn't join in with those. Mm. I used to go for band practice in the afternoons. And any engagements they went on, I meant to take with them.
Yeah. What sort of engagements did they do?
Oh, we used to go to factories in Birmingham, War Weapons Week, and play to the factory workers. We used to play in Worcestershire Cricket Ground. We used to play at Dudley Zoo. Mm. We used to go all around playing. We used to help the RAF stations. Only one there and got a band, so we used to go and play for them with their parades and that. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty good. I spent a week in Birmingham, War Weapons Week, parading all around Birmingham and beating retreat and all that business. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's out of damn nuisance.
Right. So you finished your basic training while you were at Norton, right?
Yes, yes.
And then in November 41?
I went to Leeds.
You went to Leeds?
Yeah.
With the Worcestershire Regiment? Or?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And what was it like then in Leeds?
And oh, very good.
Yeah. Whereabouts were you?
Well, we stationed at Meanwood first, and then we went into the town to a... I don't know what it was actually, it was a big story, four-story building.
Yeah.
And we should have gone abroad more or less straight away. We didn't leave till... I had my vacation leave then, that's right. Then we didn't leave till middle of 1942. We were stationed at Leeds all the time.
Right. And were you going on with your training?
Yes. Well, we used to go to the railway station and help unload the parcels and with the women porters and that was fun. Oh, while I was at Norton Barracks too, we went hop picking as well, picking the hops at in the hop fields in Worcester.
Mm.
That was fun as well.
Yeah. So they seem to use you as sort of labour.
Well, more or less, yes, yeah. That's right, yeah.
So in the middle of 42.
We went up to Glasgow and got on the boat to go abroad.
You had embarkation leave?
Yes.
Yeah. What did your parents think about you going abroad?
Well, my brother was already abroad, so with the Royal Air Force, so he was in South Africa. And I met him there when I went there, because we stayed at Cape Town to refuel, and we had 3 days.
Okay, so off. You went up to Glasgow,
yeah.
A whole lot of you, and still with the Worcestershire Regiment.
Yes.
Yeah. And you got on a ship there.
Yes.
Do you remember the ship?
Empress of Japan.
Uh-huh.
But when Japan joined the war, they changed from Empress of Scotland.
Yeah. What sort of a ship was it?
Oh, not too bad. It was lower graded, obviously, but it's quite good. You couldn't do any training or anything like that. You just had to loaf about and play cards and run around the deck now and again. And
what was it like leaving Glasgow? Did you get a send-off?
Not really, no. Yeah. I think they seen too much of it, I suppose. Mm.
And you joined a convoy, did you?
Yes, we joined a convoy. And we went first to Freetown.
Oh, yes.
Mm. And we stopped in Freetown for 4 or 5 days.
Did you? Were you allowed off then?
No, oh no. And then an American merchant convoy came through, and we joined that.
Right.
I think there was 3 or 4 troop ships and escorts. And then from then on, as far as you could see, all you could see were ships.
Really?
As far as you could see were ships and nothing else.
Because it must have been quite nerve-wracking, because the U-boats were about, weren't they?
Oh, they were. Oh, yes. Well, luckily, we never came across any.
Yeah.
What would have happened, I do not know. We'd have all drowned, I suppose.
Yeah. Did you do any drills for...
Oh, we had the life jackets and that, and did a life drill, you know. But it wouldn't have worked anyway. There were so many on the boat, it'd just been a mad panic, I suppose.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was... I was very ill down the Irish Sea when we sailed down there. I'd wish I could have died. I was violently sick days down there. But then after that, the sea was as calm as this carpet.
Really?
It was wonderful, yeah. Wonderful experience.
So you stopped off in South Africa, did
you? Yeah, stayed at Cape Town for 3 days.
Yeah.
I met my brother there.
Did you?
Yeah. I was arranged to meet him there with the coded messages.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you send those?
Well, I sent him a birthday card to let him know that I'd left England, and it wasn't his birthday, see.
Oh, right.
And so he was going to be in a place called the Mayor's Garden. Whenever a convoy came, he'd be in there.
Oh, really?
So I found the Mayor's Garden a few hours after I got off the boat, and there he was.
Oh, lovely. So yeah. And what was he doing exactly?
He was a mechanic in the Royal Air Force, yeah.
And he was stationed in South Africa?
In Cape Town, yeah.
Yeah. So did you get to see much of South Africa while you were there?
Not really, no. Some ladies took us up top of Cable Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah, because they used to collect us from their cars and keep us away from the half-caste girls, I think that was a general idea. And yes, and then took us to tea, you know, but we didn't see much of the place really. We spent most of the time in the bars anyway.
So, first time abroad, of course.
That was, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so, quite exciting.
Really, I suppose it was, really, yes.
Were you apprehensive about going off to war?
Well, you knew you got to, and we didn't seem to come into the question at all. You know, you've got to go, and what to expect. You didn't know what you were expecting anyway. Right. Never experienced anything like it.
Yeah. So, do you remember your sergeant from those days?
Not really. I remember more the Northampton sergeants than did their own, the Worcesters.
You joined the Northamptons later, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you left Cape Town.
Yeah, and then we stopped at Aden to refuel and then dashed up to Port Tewfik in Palestine.
Yeah.
And we disembarked then, went into Palestine, which is now Israel, of course.
Yeah.
And did some training, then we went up to the desert.
Right. So what training did you do in Palestine?
Well, getting used to the heat, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And route marches and things like that. Mm. And then when we did get into the desert to join the Worcesters, there were no Worcesters there to join. They'd been disbanded.
Really? So how many were there of you together there?
There was about 50 of us for the Worcesters to go as reinforcements, you see.
Right. So you went from Palestine to North Africa?
Right, to Egypt.
To
Alamein.
Alamein, yeah.
And
what was it like arriving to Alamein? It's such a famous place now. Can you remember?
Well, I didn't know it was famous at that particular time.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
But,
what sort of a place was it? What did it look like?
Well, there's just a railway station there, really. It's nothing there. Mm. It's just a place.
Yeah.
And
was it very busy when you arrived?
Oh, yes. Of course, some of the trips have been there for ages, up and down the desert. And, of course, we started training then.
Right, so they put you in
an independent infantry brigade.
Oh, right.
The 67th Independent Infantry Brigade.
Yeah.
So we were all odds and ends from different regiments boxed up together to make a unit.
Yeah.
But we didn't belong to a division or anything like that. We were just, if a division got short of men, they sent us to back up sort of thing, you know.
Right.
So not a good system, really.
So, when you first arrived at Alamein, were you put into some sort of quarters or tents?
No, we just dug a hole in the ground and got into it.
Right.
So
what was going on there when you got there?
Well, they were all getting prepared for the big battle, you see, the big push.
Yeah.
And then Montgomery, when he was there then, of course.
Was he? Did you see him?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah. Did he come and talk to you?
Yes, he always spoke to you, yeah.
What, can you remember that day when he came, you know?
Not the exact day, no, but... he was already there when we arrived.
Right.
So it was
a huge encampment, was it?
Oh, yes, there were lots of tanks and rollers and everything, you know, so it was massive, it really was.
So you knew that something was on the go?
Oh, yes, yes.
When were you told? You had no idea before you got to Alamein, had you?
No, nothing at all. We knew they were stopped there and were stuck, but we didn't know what was going to follow on that, of course.
Right. So when Monty spoke to you, was everyone lined up? Can you describe the scene?
Well, they just got us all together in groups and go around each group to chat to us, you know.
Right.
And he always referred to you as gentlemen when you've got a big group. What he thought of us afterwards, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, always referred to you as gentlemen.
Yes.
Yes, always referred to you as gentlemen. Yeah. Mm. Even though we weren't.
Yeah. And what did he tell you?
Well, he said farther back, going back no further, see where we're going to start going forward and win the war, and which of course that's what happened.
Mm.
Well, not actually won it then, but it was the first victory we'd had in the war. So,
did he tell you what it was going to involve? Did you get any idea?
Not really, no. We had no idea, really.
Mm. So do you remember any of the officers or NCOs in the infantry brigade?
Not really, because we didn't know any of them, you see. We were complete strangers to each other, really.
Mm.
And you didn't get to know them very well at all.
Mm.
And if it had been a division or a regiment, then if it had been the Worcester, then we'd have got to know people. But as it was, we just sort of stuck together in our little groups.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. So how long were you there before the battle started?
About a month.
Uh-huh.
There about September. The battle was October the 23rd, you see.
Right. And so what did you do all that time?
Oh, it was very much intensive training.
Was it?
Physical fitness and...
Yeah.
Firing your weapons and get used to desert life, of course,
yeah.
Which was difficult.
Yeah. I mean, Were there any particular things they taught you? Anything different? You know, because the sand, I suppose, would be...
Well, that's right, the flies. That was the worst thing, flies. Okay. And lack of water. Mm. We didn't wash very often. We had a bottle full of water a day. Mm. You had to drink that and wash yourself. You didn't wash often.
Yeah.
That's not too often, anyway. Shave when you could. In cold water, which wasn't very pleasant, but
yeah.
No, it's...
So, did they tell you, you know, what you would be doing when the battle started?
Well, they told us what our objectives were going to be. We've got to get through and get to the German lines, then break through and push on. Yeah. But it was all very vague. Mm. I presume the officers knew what they were doing. I actually wonder sometimes some of the messes we got into, but no, they didn't tell you a great deal.
So, when the battle was imminent, how soon did they tell you when it was going to be? Did they tell you the day before?
The day, 2 days before we were told, yeah.
Yeah. What were your feelings then?
Well, I don't know, because we'd never done it before. You know, you didn't know what to expect. And so, you really didn't feel anything, I suppose. Mm. And then, of course, when the barrage went up, it frightened you to death.
Really? What time of day did the barrage go up?
I think it was around about 11 o'clock at night.
Mm. And it was that night?
Awful. With 1,000 guns blasting away. Yeah. Then it's for a quarter, then it stopped for about a quarter of an hour, and it went started again. Mm. And then we were then told to move forward then, you see.
Yeah, so you were in the dark, the barrel was
going overhead, and then the other started coming the other way. Then you walked into the minefields, and that was it.
So you just went forward?
Yeah.
Just and did you know the minefields were there?
Yes, we knew they were there. They had been swept so far, but when the engineers couldn't sweep all the way across, so you had to find them by stepping on them.
Really?
Which was funny. Yeah. I never stepped on one like a lot of people did. But
yeah. Did you see people step?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that must have been extraordinarily frightening.
Well, yes, and of course you see other lads dropping by the side of you and thinking, when is it going to be my turn, you see. And that's when you were frightened. Well, not frightened, you were terrified.
Yeah.
Frightened's not the right word. Mm. And from then on, every time you did it, you were terrified.
Yeah.
But you still kept going.
Yeah. So you were going forward into the dark, holding your rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a Bren gun, actually.
You had a Bren.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway. And what could you see of the opposition?
Nothing.
No.
No. You could see the flashes of their artillery pieces firing at air positions, but you couldn't see any Germans or Italians.
Yeah. So how far did you get? Did you get up to the German lines?
We pulled out after about 4 days for a rest. Mm. And by the time we went back, they'd broken through the German lines, because they were in a bit strong retreat then. Mm. And we were just chasing them after that.
Yeah. So on that first part of the battle, how many days were you doing that for? Before you
4 days, four nights.
You did it for 4 days?
Day and four nights, yeah.
Constantly?
Yeah, more or less.
Did you get food and did you get drink?
Oh yes, we got some food up there, yeah. Mm. We had done rations to start with, you got your own haversack rations to start with.
Yeah.
Then they get your food when they can.
Yeah.
You had meals at very funny times.
Really? Yeah. What, just stopping where you were?
Where you were and having something and then moving on.
How did the food come up? Was it
they brought it up to us in containers.
Oh right, carriage.
Yeah,
Because you must have been incredibly tired.
Oh, you were, yes, but you keep going.
Yeah.
Well, you get very weary. Mm. Wonder when you're going back.
And losing a lot of people around you.
No, that's right, yeah. That's the frightening part of it. Mm. It's the worrying part. Mm.
Did anybody fall out? Did anyone, you know, go the other way? Or
I presume there was, I don't know.
Yeah. But not that you saw?
Not that I saw,
quite
no.
It's surprising, really.
Yeah.
After a couple of days,
I presume somebody deserted, I don't know. You couldn't blame them in one respect.
Yeah. Did you get any rest during the day at all? Or did it go on during the day?
During those 4 days? Mm. No, we kept going.
Yeah.
Didn't get any rest at all.
Moving forward all
the
time? Did you see the enemy?
I never saw them at all, not at that particular time, no. Right. That was the trouble with this war. In the First World War, it was... You could see. In this World War, in the Second World War, it was very rarely you saw them. It's perhaps... Every now and again you see some of them.
Yeah.
So you didn't have a chance to really have a go at them, really, with your guns.
Yeah.
Because they were moving back, and of course we were moving forward. And But after that, when we went back in, we went back up to the desert when they were in full retreat, and of course we were following on. That was tiring as well, because you had to do so much in a day. It was with the heat and that and everything, it was very wearing. The only cause I was, you'd get a bit more regular food at regular intervals. And
you must have been all dehydrated though.
Oh yes,
the amount of liquid.
Liquid, you couldn't take the liquid, you couldn't drink.
Yeah.
This was the trouble. Mm. And then, of course, we got to into Libya, to Tripoli. Mm. Had the big parade there when the king came.
Oh right. So you had your break after 4 days, and you had 4 days break.
Yeah.
What did you do during that time?
Rest. No, we didn't. We just let us rest. We did.
Yeah.
Slept a lot of the time. Yeah, it was in a hole in the sand, like. It wasn't a billet or anything, and he just got in a hole in the sand.
And then back to it again.
Then back to it again, yeah.
So how long did it take you to actually get through then?
Well, I was taking ill with dysentery when we got to Tripoli. We just got past Tripoli. Mm. And I was sent to hospital in Tripoli itself, and then I lost an awful lot of weight. And I was flown back down to Egypt then to
a
convalescent home.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember when that was. I went to a convalescent home somewhere in Egypt, and then to a infantry training centre to retrain.
Right. And it was, what was the convalescent hospital like?
Oh, it was pretty good, yeah.
Was it a permanent building?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. What had it been before, had it?
I don't rightly know.
Yeah. And how long were you there for?
I was in the home for about 3 weeks, and then I went to the training centre and regained most of my weight, and then that's when I joined the Northamptonshire Regiment.
Right, so where was the training centre?
That's another thing I can't remember. Yeah. I'm a devil from remembering names of places.
And how long was your training?
About a month, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was basically fitness, was it?
Yes, fitness training, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. What did you hear about the Battle of Alamein? How were they talking about it then?
What, back?
Mm.
Not a lot, really.
Mm.
They were glad it was all over and glad we'd won.
Yeah.
But I don't think it registered a lot of them what sort of a thing it was, how big it was.
Because you only see the bit you were in.
That's right, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Were you there at the parade at Tripoli?
Yes, when the king came, yeah.
What was that like?
Awful.
Why?
Well, they cut us down there. It was boiling hot. We were there at about 7 o'clock in the morning, lined the streets. They moved all the civilians, they weren't allowed on the streets. And we stood there, rehearsing three cheers for the king. You ever believe this? RSM, hip hip, all going hooray, hooray. I think he came by about 12 o'clock, I think. There was a hotel on top of the hill, Dalmahera Hotel it was called. That's where he was going for lunch. And of course, the convoy came through at such a speed, the RSM were going, three cheers, hip hip, nobody said hooray. It was terrible. But they stood there all that in that heat, and we didn't see him.
Yeah.
Didn't see him, sight of him.
Amazing.
It went through so quickly that, because Tripoli in the peacetime, that was a racetrack for motor racing. And of course the road was perfect, and of course the convoy went speed, motorcyclists first and then the cars, and we didn't even know which car he was in. It was awful.
Yeah.
We weren't very happy. We weren't very happy.
And that was the Queen's father, wasn't it?
That's right, yes.
So after your retraining, where did you then?
I joined the Northamptonshire Regiment.
Right. And where were they?
They were in Palestine, close to Haifa.
Oh, right.
And then we went on the invasion of Sicily.
So you went to Palestine?
Yes, again, yeah.
Was that, what sort of a place was that? Was that a tented
place? That was a tented place, yes.
Yeah. What was it like joining the Northamptonshire? I suppose you were glad to get a regiment, were you?
Well, I was glad to get a regiment and a division, yes, a proper division, yes.
Mm.
So, yes, it was better.
And had they been through Alamein?
No, they'd come from India, actually.
Right.
They went into India first and then came back into Palestine by road, all the way from India.
Yeah.
So
were they interested in what you'd been doing?
Not really, no. And then you knew where we were going on the invasion of Sicily, so we knew that.
Yeah. So did you do any special training for Sicily?
Not really, no.
No landing training?
No. We had landing, did a middle landing training, but not a lot.
Mm.
You knew once the front of the barge went down, you had to get out.
So, how long were you with the Northamptonshires before the you went off to Sicily?
Oh, more or less, we went about a week later, we were on our way, yeah.
So tell me about that invasion. When were you first briefed about it, what were you told?
We knew we were going to, on an invasion. We guessed it was Sicily. They didn't mention Sicily, but we guessed it would be Sicily. And we got on the ships, and the sea was so rough, they nearly aborted it before we got onto the landing craft.
Yeah.
Because we got off the ships of the landing craft, and then they decided to go. And, gosh, it was rough. Everyone was being sick against each other.
Really?
Luckily, when they dropped the front of the craft out for us to get out, I was about that far down in the water, so it washed the sick off it, sort of thing.
You're not really in the best frame of mind to do anything.
Luckily, it was the Italians that were there. We landed about 12 miles below Syracuse, which was a port which we'd got to take. Mm. And it was the Italians that were on the part where we were, and of course, they hadn't got much stomach for fighting anyway.
Yeah. So tell me about the landing. You were on the landing craft.
Yeah.
The front goes down.
Go down, and you bail out, yeah.
Yeah. And what was the... was this at night?
No, it's a daytime. Early in the morning, yes. Yeah, early morning.
And what sort of a beach was it?
It was quite a good beach to get on, yes. It wasn't an awkward thing, sort of thing. It was quite a nice, steady beach to get on.
Yeah.
And
there were Italian troops there?
They were there, yes.
Whereabouts were they?
Oh, that's Jean. Switch off. Can I get by this?
Yeah, you can. You at Edgington, end of reel one.